It's the Chag of Shavuos. Isur Chag of Shavuos has a slight difference than the Isur Chag of all the other Shalosh Regalim. The name Isur Chag, as we discussed in a previous class on Isur Chag of Pesach, comes from the pasuk Isur Chag ba'avosim ha'kanes ha'mizbeach, which means to say that when you bind the festival, meaning when you bind the day after the festival to the festival, the Torah considers it as if you have built an altar and sacrificed offerings to Hashem. Because of this, we know that there are various customs and mitzvahs that we follow on Isur Chag, such as that it is a mitzvah to increase slightly in eating and drinking on Isur Chag the day after each of the three festivals, which is after Pesach, after Sukkot, and after Shavuos. Likewise, it's forbidden to fast on Isur Chag. So even a chassan and kala that are getting married on Isur Chag, it's forbidden for them to fast. It's also brought down in the Ben Ish Chai in his Sefer, Torah Lishma, that the Arizal writes that on Isur Chag, a ray of the Yontif still shines on that day, and therefore it's proper to still wear Shabbos clothing on Isur Chag. Practically, it's not the Chabad custom necessarily to wear Shabbos clothing on Isur Chag, but there are many Yidden of different segments of Jewry that do so based on this ruling of the Ben Ish Chai. So what is significant about the festival of Shavuos and its Isur Chag that differs from all the others? So the explanation is as follows. One of the major occurrences that happened on Isur Chag, specifically of Shavuos, is the bringing of Karbanos. According to Torah law in the times of the temple, every Jew was obligated to bring a certain number of sacrifices to the temple in honor of the holiday. These were called the Karban Re'iyah, the Karban Simcha, and every single Jew had to bring them. And these Karbanis on Pesach and Sukkot were brought either on Yontif itself or during Chol HaMoed, not on Isur Chag. The Karbanis are already completed by the time Isur Chag arrived. However, Shavuos, which does not have a Chol HaMoed, when were its Karbanis brought? So here we have an interesting dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai was of the opinion it's forbidden to bring the Karbanos on Shavuos, on the holiday itself. Why? Because you don't plan on eating it on the holiday itself. And it's forbidden to do a malacha when you don't plan on benefiting from it on the holiday. Beis Hillel, however, was the opinion that no, you can even start bringing it on Yontif itself. So according to Beis Hillel, you can start bringing the Karbanos on Shavuos. According to Beis Shammai, only from Matzei Shavuos were you allowed. Practically and interestingly, although in general we always rule like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, in this specific instance, even Beis Hillel in those times followed the ruling of Beis Shammai, and they only brought the sacrifices on Matzei Shavuos, and that became the minhag of all Klal Yisrael in the times of the temple, that the karbanis that each Jew would bring in that time would be brought only on Matzei Shavuos. And since this was the time that all the Yidden brought their karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, therefore it's considered an extra day of Simcha. And that's why it's brought down that on Isur Chag of Shavuos specifically, it is forbidden to fast from the letter of the law, not just a mere minhag. And therefore the added Simcha and the added increasing in eating and drinking on Isur Chag of Shavuos is greater and more emphasized than by the Isur Chags of other holidays. It's also interesting to note, as the Rebbe points out in the Sicha of Tav Shin, Nun Aleph, of Torah Chadash Miti Teitzei, that this idea that by Shavuos, Beis Hillel followed Beis Shammai, is a glimmer of what will occur in the future redemption when the Sanhedrin will once again rule like Beis Shammai regarding all of our halachas. And by Shavuos, we have a glimmer of this, seeing that even by Shavuos, Beis Hillel followed the opinion of Beis Shammai.